from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Foreign Minister says diaspora plays important role as agent of national change. Australian Prime Minister to attend Indonesian presidential inauguration. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. One of the important roles of the Indonesian diaspora is as agents of change and supporters of joint efforts to achieve the Golden Indonesia Vision 2045. This was said by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi through a video broadcast on the agenda of the Global Human Capital Summit 2024 by the Global Indonesia Professionals Association in Jakarta on Tuesday. Considering the important role of diaspora in national development, Retno Marsudi said the ministry and the National Development Planning Agency have identified thousands of Indonesian diaspora as part of more than 690,000 national potential talents. The potential national talents that include the diaspora come from three main clusters, namely research and innovation, arts and culture, as well as sports. Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman said Central Kalimantan Province could be the future solution to various food problems in Indonesia. In a coordination meeting on the expansion of planted areas and optimization of swamp lands with the Central Kalimantan government and other stakeholders in Palangkaraya on Tuesday, Andi Amran said Central Kalimantan has great potential with the land optimization program and the printing of 500,000 hectares of rice fields. He said he's optimistic that Indonesia's potential to become the world's food barn is in sight. Even in the near future, Indonesia can achieve self-sufficiency and close the current food shortage of 4 million tons. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy and head of the Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who revealed the total investment realization in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia, in the first quarter of 2024, almost reached 570 billion rupiah. He hopes this number will continue to increase along with the presence of supporting access in the region. In his statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, Sandiaga Uno said, as a super priority tourism destination since 2020, Labuan Bajo has received significant investment, especially for the development of infrastructure and tourism. In 2023, it was recorded that the total value of investment realization in Labuan Bajo reached 5.2 trillion rupiah. Now we move to the international news. The South Korean government approved Indonesia's proposal to adjust the financing of the Indonesia-South Korea Fighter Aircraft Manufacturing Project KF-21 Boramae. The initial commitment of the aircraft worth 1.6 trillion won, or about 18.5 trillion rupiah, to 600 billion won, or about 6.95 trillion rupiah. Quoting Antara's report on Tuesday, head of the Public Relations Bureau of the General Secretariat of the Ministry of Defense of the Republic of Indonesia, Brigadier General Edwin Adrian Sumanta explained, the South Korean Defense Authority in charge of cooperation and procurement of defense equipment approved Indonesia's proposal. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said he will attend the inauguration of the elected President and Vice President pair Prabowo Subianto and Gibran Raka Buming Raka in Jakarta on October 20, 2024. Quoting the official website of the Australian Prime Minister's office, in a joint statement after the Canberra meeting on Tuesday, Prime Minister Albanese said he looked forward to working more closely with Indonesia after the presidential inauguration. He expressed confidence that a number of steps that have been taken with President Joko Widodo towards deeper economic ties will be the foundation for building close cooperation in the future. Still from Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who has defended his government's policy of issuing visas to Palestinians fleeing Gaza. He made the statement on Tuesday in response to calls from the opposition to ban Palestinians from Gaza, which has been ravaged by war between Israel and the Palestinian fighting group Hamas. According to Albanese, he trusts the security agencies that have always been involved in the process of issuing visas to Gazans. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has called for a halt to migration from the besieged Palestinian coastal region, arguing that the arrival of people from the war zone to Australia will jeopardize national security. We end the news with the World Health Organization that recommends targeted vaccination in an effort to fight mpox. WHO spokesperson Margaret Harris, in an exclusive interview with Anadolu, said mass vaccination is not recommended. It's very important. Vaccination should really be targeted where the virus is spreading. She noted the rapid spread of the virus has attracted global attention. According to her, the monkeypox virus has two genetic types, clade 1 and clade 2. Margaret Harris expressed concern over a new strain of the virus, clade 1B, which emerged last year because it spreads very quickly. The virus also has a high mortality rate, especially among children, emphasizing that one of the main concerns is the rapid spread of the virus, she said. The virus caused more cases in 2024 compared to 2023, and that last year had recorded more cases of monkeypox than ever before. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Commemoration of National Police Struggle Day. Listeners, for the first time, the National Police of the Republic of Indonesia will celebrate a new historical milestone, Police Struggle Day, on August 21, 2024, as noted on the official website humas.polri.go.id. The commemoration of Police Struggle Day was established by Chief of Police General Listio Sigit Prabowo through the Chief of Police's decree on January 22, 2024. In a statement issued on Sunday, August 18, Brigadier General Truno Yudo Wisnu Andiko, head of the Public Information Bureau of the Indonesian Police's Public Relations Division, announced that the ceremony for Police Struggle Day will be held at the Police Struggle Monument in Surabaya, Java, on Wednesday, August 21, 2024. The theme for Police Struggle Day is, with the spirit of the 1945 Police Proclamation, Indonesian Police Embraces Indonesia Goal 2045. From now on, Indonesian Police will annually observe Police Struggle Day on August 21st. This date commemorates the proclamation of the Republic of Indonesia Police on August 21, 1945, which was enacted by the Special Police under the leadership of Inspector General Muhammad Yasin. This historic event occurred 5 days after the proclamation of Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945. Under the fluttering red and white flag, approximately 250 members of the Special Police gathered in front of their headquarters in Surabaya, Java. Inspector General Muhammad Yasin read the police proclamation text, followed by the entire Special Police personnel declaring themselves as the police of the Republic of Indonesia. It is important to remember that Indonesia had just declared its independence after being occupied by Japanese forces and previously under Dutch colonial rule. The situation was precarious with Japanese colonizers still present in Indonesia and the Dutch attempting to regain control. Therefore, it took immense courage for the police to assert their allegiance to the Republic of Indonesia. The struggle is indeed worthy of emulation by contemporary police forces. The commitment to serve the nation by maintaining security and order requires significant effort. As time progresses, crime becomes increasingly diverse and sophisticated. The Indonesian police must continually adapt to these changes. The three primary responsibilities of Indonesian police are to maintain security and order, combat crime, and protect and serve the community. When these duties are performed with sincerity and dedication, they foster a sense of safety and trust among the public. It is hoped that, as envisioned by the Chief of Police, the commemoration of Police Day will serve as a moment of reflection for the Indonesian police to continue their struggle to uphold security and order and to serve the nation wholeheartedly. And that was commentary.
We begin today in history with the commemoration of August 21st as National Maritime Day in Indonesia. Indonesia commemorates National Maritime Day on August 21st. This date was chosen to honor the Indonesian Navy's success in reclaiming Indonesia's maritime sovereignty from the Japanese Navy on August 21st, 1945. Indonesia is known as an archipelago country, with nearly 60% of its territory consisting of seas that must be protected, as Indonesia possesses vast natural resources from its oceans. Historically, Indonesia had many great maritime kingdoms that brought prosperity to the archipelago, leading to a flourishing region. Moving on to August 21, 1995, that became a historic moment in the relations between the Republic of Indonesia and the Netherlands. On that day, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands made a state visit to Jakarta. She came to restore relations with Indonesia, which was then led by President Suharto. The Republic of Indonesia gained independence on August 17, 1945. After being colonized for about 350 years by the Netherlands and 3.5 years by Japan. However, Dutch recognition of Indonesia's sovereignty only occurred on December 27, 1947. During her visit, Queen Beatrix acknowledged the Republic of Indonesia became independent on August 17, 1945. This was the first time a Dutch monarch officially recognized Indonesia's independent state. We end today in history with the commemoration of August 21st as National Police Struggle Day in Indonesia. The National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo ratified Police Chief Decree No. 95-1-2024 establishing National Police Struggle Day, which will be commemorated every August 21st. The date was chosen to mark the proclamation of the Indonesian Police carried out by the Special Police under the leadership of First Inspector Police Muhammad Yasin on August 21, 1945 in Surabaya, East Java. This police proclamation was a significant initial step which included the disarmament and expulsion of the defeated Japanese troops. That was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia highlights: Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto meets Australian Prime Minister and Defense Minister in Canberra. The Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto held a bilateral meeting with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese MP and Deputy Prime Minister and Australian Defense Minister Richard Marus MP in Canberra, Australia on Tuesday. Quoting the official website of the Ministry of Defense on Tuesday, on that occasion, a discussion was held regarding improving bilateral relations between the two countries. Minister Prabowo expressed his highest respect to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his staff for welcoming the arrival of the Indonesian delegation. In a joint statement after the meeting, Prabowo said he really appreciated the friendly relations between Indonesia and Australia. The minister emphasized that Indonesia always remembers Australia was one of the first countries to support the struggle for Indonesian independence. In his statement, Prime Minister Albanese emphasized there is no relationship more important than the relationship between the two big countries, Indonesia and Australia. The two countries will continue to strengthen relations as economic partners, security partners, and partners ready to benefit from the global transition to zero emissions. Prime Minister Albanese also promised to attend the president's inauguration in October. Quoting indonesia.embassy.gov.au, in a meeting with the Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister, it was announced that negotiations had been completed to upgrade the Australia-Indonesia Defence Cooperation to a treaty-level agreement. Referring to their recent meeting, the ministers discussed progress in strengthening bilateral defence ties in various aspects and areas of cooperation, including deeper educational ties as well as closer cooperation in the field of maritime security. Australia and Indonesia have shared commitment to creating a peaceful, stable, secure, and prosperous region where sovereignty is respected. Indonesia and Australia have a positive vision and constructive outlook for the region, with ASEAN at the center, which provides an important stabilizing influence. That was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Masih berharap, pun mencoba. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian wonder takes you Taman Sari, which means beautiful garden that was originally a garden or palace garden of the Keraton Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat. Taman Sari complex was constructed in stages during the reign of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. The construction began in 1758 AD and the key parts of the complex were completed in 1765 AD. Taman Sari covers an area of more than 10 hectares and includes 57 buildings. Its existence can be compared to the Taman Sari in Surakarta, Central Java, and Bogor Botanical Gardens in West Java, which serve as the palace garden of the Bogor Palace. The first impression you get when entering Taman Sari is coolness and tranquility, as you can hear the gentle sound of water in the distance. The design of Taman Sari was based on the ideas of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono, while the technical drawings were done by a Portuguese national known as Demang Tegis. The project was initially led by Tumenggung Mangundipuro, who was later replaced by Prince Notokusumo. Based on its design, Taman Sari complex can be divided into at least four parts. The first part is an artificial lake to the west. The next part is the building south of the artificial lake, including Umbul Binangun Bathing Place. The third part is Pasarayan Ledok Sari and Garjitawati Pond, located south of the second part. The last section is to the east of the first and second sections, extending eastwards to the southeast of the Maganan complex. In the past, Sari Garden was also a meeting place for the royal family and a bathing place for the sons and daughters of the palace nobles. Listener, Taman Sari Yogyakarta is located in Patehan, Keraton District, Yogyakarta City, Special Region of Yogyakarta. This tourism attraction is only 1.6 kilometers from Yogyakarta's 0-kilometer point, with a travel time of 6 minutes by motorcycle. The entrance fee is quite affordable. And here, you can walk through the entire Taman Sari complex, which is surrounded by local residents' homes. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Merdeka di sini, perubahan belum juga datang. Sejak berjuang di sini, ku ingin maju lebih cepat.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali. Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. Ya, you will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means a daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali, while watching a kecak dance performance in Uluwatu. Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu,
which means, therefore,
tari kecak,
which means, kecak dance,
menjadi,
which means, to become,
pertunjukan,
which means, show,
harian,
which means, daily,
di sini,
which means here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh.
Which means excited.
Gerakan.
Which means movement.
Energik.
Which means energetic.
Kompak.
Which means harmonious.
Padahal.
Which means various.
Penari.
Which means dancer.
Iringan musik.
Which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari.
Which means every day.
Penonton.
Which means viewer.
Apalagi.
Which means moreover.
Disuguhi.
Which means to be presented.
Pemandangan.
Which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam.
Which means sunset. In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means, I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan.
Which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receive a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chaka. The sound makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Sampai jumpa kawanku. bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus senyuman kalian.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Jambi province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.